Something about the way that you smile. Welcome. That was not the cleanest fade out, but oh well. This is Elon Ravener, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So it's very exciting. It's been a while since I've subbed in, to be honest, and yeah, I'm just happy to be here. I'll keep my speeches short. I'm not the best at those. But that you were just listening to Something About Love by The Main Ingredient. A very nice, soothing song. I'm really here right now to kind of soothe myself. That sounds weird. Soothe. I don't know. A lot's been going on this past week, and I just kind of want to, relax and, just be in the studio and let the beautiful speaker waves come over me, and it's just this, it's very calming right now in the studio, and I just love it. I hope you enjoy some of the tunes that I have coming up for you on this Sunday night. It's warm, or no, not warm, cold Sunday night. Yeah, so I'm gonna play, you'll see, okay.
Not too many people. won't stake her life on you. How can life become the point of view? And when the clothes are screwed, don't be afraid of the room. Touch the fullness of her breast, feel the love of
Lady Grinning Soul by David Bowie. Hope you enjoyed that. Before, we also had Isn't It a Pity by George Harrison in his first solo release album. There's a lot of good songs on that album, but that's Isn't It a Pity is definitely one of my favorites. And yeah, Lady Grinning Soul, David Bowie, another classic rock, recommended to me by a failed talking stage, but it's a good song, and I really like the piano intro, especially at the beginning. And yeah, it's actually been a big week for music, I feel like, or big like few months. First we had Tyler dropping his Chromacopia. I've been listening to that a lot. Now we have Kendrick just released a surprise album. And it has some really good songs, so I'm very hyped about that. When I first heard, I was in shock. But yeah, I've been listening to too much of it, so I don't think I'm gonna be playing it tonight. But you should definitely go check that out. And okay, I don't know what song I should play next. I have a bunch of good options. Okay, I'm gonna go with, there's this song and the intro, I just discovered it. Like, the intro is just, it's my favorite part of the song. It's incredible. I wanna sample it really badly and like flip it in some way. But you'll see, it's just beautiful. I think it's Brazilian. It's called Eu Hoje Acordei Com, I'm really butchering this, but coma, yeah, something. Sorry, I butchered that really badly. But yeah, I'm going to play it, so hope you enjoy.
Fazia a cidade.
So that was a song by Haroldsen Salvagnini. I'm not very familiar with his work, but based on that, I really want to explore it. Yeah, I mean, you know, music is this strange thing. Like, I feel like, I mean, obviously it's all subjective, you know, and everyone has their own opinions, but like, there is, like, music that's definitely worse, music that's kind of boring, right, that exists. There's music that's mediocre, you know. It's like, yeah, it's fine, not particularly exciting, not particularly bad. Then there's good, really good music, which is, like, most of the music you listen to. And then you have the greats, like, those who are just, and your favorite songs, and your just those songs that you just love so much and make you feel really deeply and have a special significance. And then there's that point. No, not even songs. There's the 3 seconds, there's the 5 seconds within only your favorite songs that transcend, like if it was on a scale of 100, like you were ranking on a scale of 100, it just transcends the 100, and it speeds up beyond that, and it. What I'm trying to say is, like, there's some moments when you're listening to just a good song. There's very, very small moments that take you, I don't know, like. Yes, they take you to another realm, but it's almost like it's like a holy experience. It's like it's mystical. It's like this is what it's about. Like this is what life is about. It sounds cringy, but I don't know. But like, you know, like I don't know. I just can't help but feeling when I listen to like something that's just, and it's even in my favorite song. Like it's only like a specific chord change or something like that. Like, and there's just wave of like intense, like. Joy like overcomes my brain and floods it with endorphins, and I'm like, oh my god, like I'm so excited, like that's why I love music, that's why everyone, like that's what's so great about it, is just that feeling that you can't get anywhere else in the world. It's just this pure joy, this pure pleasure, this pure excitement, and it's like, wow, this is what it's like to be alive. And like, and it's like, it's just crazy that like sound can do that. So that's what I love, and I was talking about the intro, so like that's how I felt like in the intro, and like the when I went to that high note, like the ba-da-da, I can't sing it, but like there was a certain point where I was like, wow. Yeah, so anyway, without further ado, my sister's listening right now, I'm pretty sure, or I hope she's still listening. So I'm gonna play a song in honor of her called by the Smiths, called Last Night I Dreamt That. I actually can't. Here, wait, what is it? Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me. And I really like the intro, and then it kind of unexpectedly turns, so you'll see about that. Okay, enjoy. Thank you.
another false alarm. Last night I felt real arms around me. No hope, no harm, just another false alarm. So tell me how long before the last one, and tell story is old, I know, but it goes on. The story is old, I know, but it goes on.
Last night I dreamt that I was sleeping by the Smiths, and hope you enjoyed that, Anna and Pazia. Yeah, hope that was a good listening. And yeah, you know, next I'm actually, okay, so I'm going to try something. I have a song, a new song that I'm going to be releasing in like a week with my friend Luke. And I want to test it on the speakers, you know? And also just have you guys listen and hopefully like it. You know, it's not done, but it's got a good, you know, solid bass. So yeah, let me know what you think. And yeah, I got some, if Dad's listening, there's some Kraftwerk samples. I know he likes that band, so yeah. Okay. I'm going to be playing it through Logic, so hopefully it doesn't, like, conflict. Because I was playing the other Spotify, obviously. Thank you.
my stack. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think I'll buy me a football. A foot rubbish, laddie.
Okay, well that was, yeah, I think that sounded decent on the sound system, but it was definitely good to test it. Yeah, that was, it's called St. Thomas, and that is, yeah, going to be released next week or so. So if you like what you heard, you should follow my Spotify. you can find it at E-L-A-N, Elon, so Elon Rabiner, R-A-B-I-N-E-R. That's Elon Rabiner, E-L-A-N-R-A-B-I-N-E-R, on all platforms. but yeah, that's my most, like, electronic sounding sound. Sounding song, I think, to date. Partly because of, I was working with my friend Luke, chopping up his violin, you know, using some cool synth sounds. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, and my other stuff is more, like, experimental hip hop and like rock and jazz ish maybe. Yeah, you'll have to see. So you can find me there. Okay, well that was a success, I think. What should I play next? Okay, maybe. Okay, I'm debating. You know what? Let's do some Fiona Apple. Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a plan. Okay. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. its color's richness won't appear within your view. I'll never glow the way that you glow. Your presence dominates the judgments made on you. But as the scenery grows, I see in different lights the shades and shadows undulate in my perception. My feelings swell and stretch, I see from greater heights. I understand what I am still too proud to mention. Never is a promise, and you can't afford to lie. You'll never touch things that I hold. The skin of my emotions lies beneath my own. You'll never feel the heat of this soul. My fever burns me deeper than I've ever shown to you. Never need.
That was some Fiona Apple called Never Is a Promise. Beautiful song. I love the way the strings and piano and her voice, it's just so, so beautiful. It's like a serenade. Okay. I think I'm going to play some, it's a pretty famous song, I Smoked Away My Brain by Imogen Heap and ASAP Rocky. A little thing about Imogen Heap. So the other day I was like on Spotify and I saw like, oh, new release by Imogen Heap. It's like, oh, you know, I like the artist. I like her. I'll check it out. So I listened. It's literally like 2 minutes of like spontaneous combustion. Like I can't, it's like, like, you, I don't know, it wasn't music, it was, like, I felt like I was watching, like, a Marvel movie where, like, everything gets destroyed. It was, like, it was, like, flying, I mean, I could play it, but, like, I don't know, like, it was crazy. Should I play it? Like, it wasn't me, maybe just trying to expand, it sounded like, it's called literally noise. I'll play it, you know, I'll just play it. And you can tell me what you think. I'm not gonna play the whole thing. It's pretty ridiculous, I'm not gonna lie. But I'll play it. Okay. Tell me what you think. Okay, yeah, that's basically the song. I mean, I'm a little confused, but I guess she's trying to expand what music can be or something. But, you know, it sounded like a Marvel movie, I'm not gonna lie. Like, there's literally roars in there, and like a car skid. So, I don't know, that was interesting. I'm gonna play a more classic Imogen Heap song that's not as experimental, I guess. This is a beautiful one, yeah. I Smoked Away My Brain. Yeah.
Smoked away my brain, I think I'm going dumb. Cocaine up on my gums, I think they going numb. I'm having stomach pains, now I'm throwing up. Cause I'm a microphone fiend, give me the bass, give me the beat, now let me lean. Tap the vein, let it stream, felt the pain. Young Martin Luther King, what a dream. That one day me and my team, we could make it with this rap. And now we swag, and making money in Manhattan, trick was happening. They try to intellect with indirections just to test you. A rebel to my death is in my flesh, is in my vessels. Fuck the click you with, I'm finna fuck the bitch you next to. Fuck a metrosexual, suck a dick.
sick, I'm disrespectful. You know the kid, get it, get sick. Spit, click, spit, quit, split, quick, hit, get swimming. Oh, that's your girl, huh? Well, I just hit it. It's ASAP, nigga, live with it. Splash.
Smoked away my brain. So relatable. No, I'm just kidding. Okie doke. Got a lot of good options. There's this song that I was listening to recently. It's just called Ulan Bator in D minor. And it's just guitar. But it's really beautiful. I think I'm gonna play that. I also kind of want to listen to some, like, monk hymns right now. I don't know. Like, some, like, good old church organ music. That, I don't know if I have any songs like that. Okay, but I'll just play this guitar, and I hope you like it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna fade that out just because running out of time. Hi. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll play one last song. It's my grandma's birthday today. So get some Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday. But next group's gonna come in, so thank you for joining.